From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus on Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. The migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim has been out among the refugees.
People are out on the road, they're sleeping out in the fields. Sometimes they get tents, a lot of times they don't. Even when people are trying to help them, there's not enough to go around. We were at this in this border village called Bezdan in Serbia, where the Serbian Red Cross had food and water, but they were only giving it to women and children and people under 18 because they didn't have it for everybody. So the men had to do without food. So the situation and the condition these people are going through, very dire.
Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. Russia's military buildup in Syria appears to be entering a new phase with the arrival of four Sukhoi attack aircraft. A total of eight Russian helicopters have also been spotted in Russia. And the U.S. officials are saying that Russia now has 500 naval infantrymen on the ground in Syria, with more on the way. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. The African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been a number of deaths as well. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab.